Dum dum da dum, dum dum da dum. I am so lucky. In just over an hour, I'm going to be walking down the aisle and getting married. I'm going to be Mrs. Thurston Howell IV, and my soon-to-be husband is rich. After all, he inherited all that money from when his parents were lost at sea. And he's smart, and he loves my mind, not just my voluptuous body. And I just know that we're going to have a wonderful life together. But I hope I'm making the right decision. Maybe I should have let him fuck me before we got married. Suppose we aren't compatible in bed. What if he can't satisfy me? Am I throwing away my needs and desires for a raunchy sex life just for a nice house in the suburbs? I mean, sure, we've made out in his car on the beach and everything. I was wearing a bikini, and he was wearing a Speedo. He could see my big fat tits and round ass, flesh flowing over the edge of my bathing suit, and I could see his cock bulge, kinda, when the light hit it just right. I'm sure that was a cock bulge I saw, unless he stuffed his Speedos with Kleenex. And when he kisses me, I just about melt in his arms. But sometimes I kind of wish he would shave first and maybe gargle with mouthwash and get a different brand of cologne. But those things can all be fixed once we get married. And his house is so big and beautiful. It's just that he doesn't seem to have much of a sex drive. He tells me that he wants to wait until our wedding night when we can be lovers for the first time. He says that he wants our first time together to be in the honeymoon suite after the wedding. I haven't told him that I'm not a virgin, that I've had sex before with lots of men, and I don't want him to find out either. It might jinx the whole wedding, the whole marriage. So I'll just pretend to be a virgin on our wedding night, tonight, and I'll moan and groan when he fucks me for the first time and tighten my cunt muscles and prick my fingers so as to leave a few drops of blood on the sheets for him to find in the morning, and everything will be fine. I just wish, I don't know, I just wish that he was sexier, that he had a higher sex drive, that he didn't treat me like a princess or put me on a pedestal. I just wish that he tried harder to fuck me before the wedding so I could be sure he was the best man for me. His best man, Barry, assured me that everything would be all right. Why couldn't Thurston be more like Barry? He made me laugh so hard at the wedding rehearsal, always fooling around to get my attention and make me laugh. He seemed so nice and fun-loving, and I could see he desired me. I wish my husband-to-be had the same look in his eyes as Barry has when he sees me walk into a room. Oh, hell. I've made my bed, and now I must lie in it, as the saying goes. Who's there? Who? Barry? Yes, you can come in. What do you want? The wedding is going to start in an hour. Shouldn't you be with the groom, keeping him company? What do you mean Thurston's not here? That he lost the ring and had to make an emergency trip into the city for another one? Oh, crap. Well, thanks for telling me. You'd better go now. It wouldn't do for you to be caught in my room just before the wedding. Barry, what are you doing? Did you just lock the door? You can't lock the door. I'm getting married in an hour. You have to leave right now. Why are you taking off your tie and removing your cufflinks and unbuttoning your shirt? What did you do? Spill something on it? Here, give it to me. I'll sponge it off for you. Stop looking at me like that and walking towards me. I don't think you should be here alone with me. Nobody's supposed to see me in my white wedding gown before the wedding, especially the best man. Barry, put your shirt back on. You can't be in my room half naked like that. Somebody might come in and wonder what's going on. Step back. You're getting too close to me. I can't move any farther. I'm right up against the edge of the bed now. One more step and I'm going to fall over backwards. No, don't. Don't unbuckle your belt. What are you doing? I hardly know you. This is most inappropriate. You are certainly not being a gentleman. Coming into a lady's dressing room like this, just before a wedding, and start taking off your clothes like this. Get your hands away from your zipper. No, don't. Don't unzip your pants. No, don't take your cock out. Don't show me your cock. I'm not going to look. I have my eyes closed. See? Stop invading my personal space. You're making me fall over out of the bed. Don't keep coming at me. Don't press your cock against my face. Like that. Don't start stroking your cock. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to stroke it for you. No, I hardly know you. And my wedding is going to start less than an hour. Get your hands away from my bodice. Don't. You're going to rip my gown. Please don't rip my gown. My beautiful white wedding gown. Don't. Stop. Oh, all right. I'll unbutton my bodice, but just a few buttons. Get your hand out of there. Your hand is too big to fit inside. Don't. You're going to rip my gown. Ow. Oh, all right. I'll unbutton it all the way down to my waist. There. Are you satisfied? What do you mean you want me to take off my white lace bra? I can't do that. Then you would see my tits. And I can't show anybody but my husband to be my tits. Once we're married, of course. Don't. You're going to rip it. It's very lacy and fragile. Okay. I'll take my bra off. There. Are you satisfied now? Are you satisfied that you got me to remove my bra and now my tits are hanging free and you can see my nipples and my large aureoles and everything? No, don't touch them. Don't touch my nipples with your cock. Ooh! You're making my nipples all messy with the tip of your cock where it's leaking your pre-cum. And you're getting me all messy. Please, Barry, don't rub your cock all over my tits. Don't press it against my nipples. And for God's sake, don't touch my face with it. You're going to ruin my makeup. And I look so pretty before the wedding. My black eyeliner is so perfect. And the way it outlines my hazel green eyes and my lipstick, my ruby red lipstick. You're smearing it all over my face with the tip of your cock. And no, I'm not going to open my mouth for you. Stop running your cock all over my lips. I'm not going to open my mouth. I know what you want. You want me to suck your cock. Well, I'm not going to. I've never even sucked Thurston's cock yet. In fact, I've never even seen his cock. No, stop. Ow! You pinched my nipple. Ow! No, I don't want to suck your cock. It's too big. It's too thick. It's too swollen. It won't fit my mouth. Ow! You're too heavy. Sitting on my chest like that with your cock stuffed in my mouth. You're squishing my tits. Your cock is too big. I'm choking on it. It's been so long since I've had a cock in my mouth. Yes, do it to me. Feed me your cock. Make me suck it. Make me suck all the cream out of your pee hole. Give it to me. Fuck my face with your cock, Barry. Fuck my mouth. Fuck my throat. Yes, please. Oh God, a little way your cock fills my mouth. Oh, big and hard and firm and thick. But Barry, don't come in my mouth. Please don't. My husband-to-be will smell your cum on my breath. I know. You can tit-fuck me. Please, please let me feel your cock between my tits. My big, fat, juicy tits. I know you like my tits. I caught you looking at them at the wedding rehearsal. You like the way they stick out. And I saw you staring at my cleavage. Come, stick your cock between my titties and fuck them. Here, I'll hold them together and make a tit tunnel, and you can slide your cock in between. Yeah, baby, just like that. I love looking up into your eyes as you fuck my tits, seeing you stare down at my big fat titties as you slide your cock back and forth. Oh, God, it's been so long since I've had a man fuck my tits. My fiancé doesn't fuck my tits. You're fucking them so good, baby. Please, give me some more of your cock. Touch it to my lips when you poke through. That's it. Yeah. Let me suck your pre-cum off the tip. Oh, God, I love the taste of your pre-cum. Yeah, that's it. Now grab my tits. Squeeze them around your cock. Maul them. Tweak my nipples like that. Oh, God, you're fucking my tits so good, baby. Yeah, please, put your hands behind my head so you can fuck my tits and my mouth at the same time. Do it, baby. Ram your cock through my tit tunnel like it was my cunt and fuck me. Are you getting ready to come, baby? I can feel your cock getting harder, firmer. You want to come for me? You want to spray your cum all over my tits and my face? Oh, my God, what am I saying? I'm getting married in an hour. You can't come in my tits. No, you can't possibly. It'll leave a mess. You can't come in my mouth either. It'll give me cum breath. I know. Fuck my cunt. Then you can come in my cunt. Yeah, I like that idea. I like the idea of you shoving your big, fat, thick, hard, swollen cock in my cunt and fucking me. But first you have to eat me. It's been so long since I've had a man eat my cunt juices. Can you feel how wet I am for you, baby? You've got me pretty worked up, even though I was reluctant at first. You just took me by surprise is all. And now I want you to fuck me. Eat my cunt juices. Please, baby. That's the way. God, Barry, your tongue feels so good in my clit. Do that again. Circle your big wet tongue around my clit. Oh God, I can hardly stand it. Please, make me come. Please. Oh, God, I'm so close, Barry. Please. Why did you stop? I'm going to kill you. I was so close. Yes, do it. Stick your cock inside me. Fuck me, Barry. Please. I can hardly stand it. I want to come so bad. I want to come on your big, fat, thick, hard cock. Is it all in? What do you mean it's only halfway in? I don't know if I can take any more, but I'll try. Yeah, yes. More. I can take another inch. Please, Barry. Please fuck me. Oh, please. Please let me feel your cock pounding my cunt and stick your finger in my asshole. Oh, Barry, I'm gonna come. Oh. Come inside me now. Shoot your spunk inside me, please. Oh, I want to feel you flooding me with your cum. Now, wait! Don't come inside me! Oh, God, what am I saying? This is my most fertile time. I'm not on the pill. Thurston and I were going to make a baby tonight. Oh, please, please, please don't shoot your cum inside me. You're so close. I can tell. Your cock is getting harder and bigger, and you're goddamn punching through my cervix into my womb. Oh, Barry, please don't come inside me. Pull out, pull out, pull out, pull out. Oh, oh, Barry, you came inside me. You shot your baby-making seed inside my cunt during my most fertile time, and you bred me. I just know it. Get off me, right now. Maybe if I douche, I can get all your cum out. But there's no time. Quick, help me get dressed. The music just started. And there's my father knocking on the door, ready to lead me down the aisle. Quick, jump out the window and come back in the church by the front door while I walk down the aisle. And, oh no, I can't get the bottoms of my wedding gown all buttoned up. It's all askew. It's all fucked up. Who's that woman in the mirror with her makeup all messed up and black mascara running down her cheeks? Oh, well, there's no time to fix it. Just a minute, Daddy. And, oh my God, where are my panties? And I forgot to put my bra back on. And oh, my tits are showing through my wedding gown. And what's this spot on my pure white dress? And I got cum running down my legs and it's leaving a wet trail behind me. Oh, God, I'm such a mess. Well, there's only one thing to do. Take a deep breath. Stand up straight, chest out, chin in. Paste a smile on my face and pretend like crazy that the best man didn't just fuck me before my new husband could.